Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Any of these fans or MatPat has figured it all out.
Actually, one person did.
One person did.
And it got 2 likes.
Wow.
If you can find that.
So someone out there has got it.
Yeah, one person got it. People generally thought it was real footage, and they thought these were like Joe Biden's human trafficking tunnels.
Yeah.
Under a mountain. From the beginning, I had like a very specific timeline that this whole story abides by, the film as well, that fits into it. I would never set up a mystery not knowing the answers myself.
Is there food?
How do you define food? On the scale between soup and table, like, how close to table are you able to get?
These responses scare me more than the back rooms. This adds such a layer to it. Hi, I'm Shane Topp. You might know me from Smosh or my 2-minute appearance on the hit Nickelodeon series, iCarly. Today, I am joined by Kane Parsons, creator of the hit internet horror series, The Backrooms. Kane, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Shane. It's an honor.
Thank you. So what is The Backrooms and how did you popularize it?
So The Backrooms originated essentially as sort of a combination of two 4chan posts. Initially, there was this image that was posted to the board that we've since discovered was taken at a shop in Wisconsin. But that was paired by another user with a caption basically outlining the concept of, if you noclip, which is a video game or just like computer design term, out of reality in the wrong places, you'll end up in the back rooms, which is just these infinite, dingy yellow office spaces.
It's kind of like if life is a simulation.
Yeah.
Okay, like clipping out of the simulation.
It definitely implies that. It implies a sort of gaminess to it, but just kind of like what's lurking underneath our urban reality.
But you then made a series on it.
Yeah, in 2019, it sort of first appeared as a meme. So I opened Blender, did like a test demo to see if I could like, you know, recapture the energy that you feel from those images. And that turned into what is the first Backrooms video on my channel, Backrooms Found Footage, which it far exceeded my expectations.
Yeah, I mean, it is now culminated into an A24 movie.
Yes, that is correct.
Be directing.
Which is still very strange to think about, even though it's been about 2 years.
That's pretty incredible, man.
Yeah, no, it still feels unreal. It's just been great. They've done nothing but really just support the vision that I've tried to put forward with this, and they're definitely trying to just replicate what happened on YouTube.
That one video you made caused such a stir, was such a big hit. It caused such a surgence of backroom stuff and a lot of response. And you're aware that Smosh even made a sketch.
I am aware.
Based on your Backrooms video.
Yes, I am.
I told
very
you.
Very honored.
Yeah, I told you I saw that video and I, for like a year, was pitching like a sketch based off of it. I was like, it'd be so funny if we go all in, we do it, we make it creepy, but it's a little funny, but I'm proud of it. But I hope it showed. I'm such a huge fan.
I truly, truly do appreciate it.
Well, let's get into some assumptions.
All right.
Here. You're sick of being known only as the Backrooms guy.
I wouldn't say sick because I'm very grateful for everything that has come from this. However, I'm not at all looking to make Backrooms just my one life project. I want to think that I'm moving towards a better version of what I'm doing now, always. But as long as people are seeing the stuff, I don't really matter too much. It's mostly the work that I care about.
Okay. I didn't write this assumption, so... This is not coming from me.
No, that's fine.
The Backrooms is for kids and is just a trend until the next Five Nights at Freddy's gets created.
Without a doubt, the Backrooms was fertile ground to, like, you know, make a lot of YouTube kids content. A lot of those creators jumped on it for good reason. It's kind of just a sandbox to throw wacky characters into. I'm so grateful every day that it didn't get merged into Brain Rot Lingo in the same way. Like, it didn't fuse with Skibidi Toilet. Skibidi Toilet took all, they're the Fall Guy. To a kid, it's approachable because it looks clean and it feels clean, and it's not, it's scary, but it's like easy scary for them. It's a very tame horror short, and truthfully, I don't even find it that scary. So,
wow.
People like the Backrooms because it's a,
or mesmerizing.
Yeah, it's kind of like an intriguing space, like walking around in a dream.
Why do you think kids love horror so much?
My whole life, I've always been attracted to scary things. Like, mm-hmm. I, being younger on the internet, I would try to seek out stuff that is like a video pops up. It's clearly scary. Do I click? There's just like kind of an urge, whether or not it's like morbid curiosity, even if the stuff technically isn't that morbid. I think it's just it's just like typical human fascination with taboo subjects. Mm-hmm. But if you're a kid, that threshold is so much wider. So, I mean, like a film theory, Five Nights at Freddy's video seems very, if you're like seven, ooh, I don't know, I'm probably not supposed to be watching that. That's pretty scary, man.
Mm-hmm. What it reminds me of, I mean, it's similar to Creepypasta, where it's this kind of interactive feature that I feel like kids love to discuss with each other and be like the ones who are figuring it out. You know, it's like it kind of is this medium in which they can communicate with each other and be part of this story sort of thing. Like, I remember when I was a kid, it was still more like kind of more so urban legends in your own school or your own neighborhood, and you would talk about things. But then you get online and you would talk about like some video game or some movie.
That, it's like a bonding exercise.
I think it's bonding. I think, I don't know.
Well, it's the same thing. If you like, before the internet or anything, if there's like a scary man that'll roam your neighborhood or something, you and your friends who are all familiar with him will make up some story about how he drags children into sewers or something. And it's like, I think it's always been a curiosity to like, you make up the story, you're scared of this guy, but then you like follow him around from a distance and like, it's just a fascination with that sort of thing.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, horror is like kind of, in a way, it's like one of the most creative things because we're kind of creating out of our own feelings and stuff. And what your Backroom stuff does have in common with Five Nights at Freddy's and other things like it is there's a bunch of unknown. Mm. And people love to take that unknown and try to like give answers to all those pieces.
Yeah, unknown is always, that's what drives everything.
Yeah. You feel pressured to keep making Backrooms content.
A bit, but not really. Because from the beginning, I had like a very specific timeline that this whole story abides by, the film as well, that fits into it. Like every bit of Backrooms related media I put out is going to fit into that timeline somewhere. I can't stand retcons. I like having everything figured out as immediately as possible. And if I run out of creative mileage there, then I just do another series.
Are you kind of saying you see a definitive end that you know for your Backrooms content?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's all working to a certain point. I would never set up a mystery not knowing the answers myself. Like, that's very valuable to me. It took us a while, but I feel we've struck a good balance between giving the fans of the series real solid material to chew on, like more additive stuff that moves elements of the story forward, while also keeping it open enough to people who maybe don't know what the Backrooms are. If the first movie does very well, the ideal scenario creatively would be to finish it off with like a 9-episode limited series.
Do you ever think about any other mediums outside, like if someone was like, oh, I want to write books on this or something, do you think that would be a good medium
I've thought about it a lot. I have been just spending a lot of time really solidifying the timeline and like getting things down. And it's not like something I would expect to hand off to people because it is so dense. Mm-hmm. It's mostly just a for me thing and kind of like a big personal Wikipedia for the story and everything.
Are you talking like hundreds of pages of
I think it's
information?
Like 71 or something.
Wow.
It kind of helps by being forced to put them on paper somewhere. It helps me just find the characters as I'm going through that process. I mean, it really helps lock it in.
I think it shows in your work that there's a lot of depth there that we don't see. So like, even if it's just a video where, you know, someone's going through a hallway and there's some writing on the walls, I feel like it comes through that there are more details that we don't know about. And I think that's part of the eeriness to a lot of what you make.
Yeah, that's, I always try to take a less is more approach with that. Like, always feel like there's a lot there, but we're only getting to see a small part of it.
The constant theory crafting by fans is a major part of why The Backrooms is still popular.
I think it's always lent itself to a sort of, to that crowd of people who do theorize. I mean, I grew up watching various channels that, like, you know, cover ARGs, web series, just strange internet rabbit holes. And really, I kind of made it with the hope, like, the dream scenario was to have a channel cover my stuff and talk about it and, like, theorize on it. Like, that was kind of the dream goal. So it definitely brings in that crowd. And it's nice to know that, like, there's not always, but I mean, there's a significant group of people out there who will wait 3 years to on a film or on the next episode of a video just because, I mean, honestly, that's how long it's starting to take on some of these projects.
You're annoyed by all of The Backrooms memes.
I haven't actually seen that many. So no, I'm not.
I haven't seen one. I don't know if I've seen a Backrooms meme.
Well, I would consider it started as a meme. Like,
I guess a scary meme. I've never thought about scary memes.
I don't know. It connects with people in a vague way, and that's what I like about the concept, and that's kind of what I like to seek out with other projects, things that are on your peripheral, on your periphery, that you're vaguely aware of, but have maybe never talked to people about or really thought about too critically. But it's always there. So when someone does sort of materialize into something, you have a pre-built connection with it.
The Backrooms got ruined by the life forms. The real horror is the unknown.
Well, yeah, obviously. No. With my work, that's a criticism that I see semi-often, which I think is mostly, I don't want to say it's like unfounded. However, I mean, within my body of work, the emphasis, if you've watched it, it's not really on the life forms or anything. It's mainly just the first short that has it in the thumbnail, and that kind of just instills the idea, okay, this is all just monster horror,
right?
When really the majority is not that. Fans of the concept, after I put out the first short, created a surge. The easy, obvious thing to do is put a monster in there. So the majority of Backrooms material has a monster, but mine doesn't really focus on that too much.
Because I've watched most of your content, and there's meaning to every single piece of furniture and every item in your videos, including there was one that really stood out to me was the cardboard cutout of a caveman. I thought that was very interesting.
Like,
just sitting right in the middle of a room. There's meaning to all of these things, or are they just random pieces of furniture you're putting
Again,
in place?
I try very hard to not make any arbitrary decisions. It usually takes a while to figure out what the shot is going to be exactly. When it comes to like the wooden board floor texture, maybe don't theorize on that.
So you talk about people looking into the code, looking into the textures you're using. There's a lot of theories. I've even seen in the comments of your videos, people have tons of theories about stuff, including MatPat, who's made many theories. Any of these fans or MatPat has figured it all out?
No. I mean,
are they close? Have they gotten close at all?
I mean, there are things you can, like, elements have been gotten correct. If I can be completely blunt, I feel that the film theory interpretation is fairly off.
Okay.
I don't, like, view all of this religiously, but I do like sort of taking some time to just see where everyone's at, mm-hmm. thinking about it. And I don't think it's possible to know exactly where things are going because it just, there's components that haven't been shown yet.
Yeah.
But I think there are a few people, surprisingly, like, maybe there's been a few comments with very few likes and stuff that have gotten it more than anyone else.
Interesting.
Yet. Oh, actually, one person did.
One person did.
And it got 2 likes.
Wow.
So if you can find that.
So someone out there has got it.
Yeah, one person got it.
That's awesome. I got to say, I'm jealous of your fan base, putting a ton of work into theorizing about the content you're making. Our fan base loves to theorize a lot about our own personal relationships and personal life sometimes.
That's great.
Yeah, it doesn't probably help that they theorize for years on me and my coworker's relationship. And then we did get married. Because of them. Yeah, we had to. We have to prove their theory to be true. I saw on the comments on your Oldest View series, people had so many theories. They were breaking it down, paragraphs of people talking about
that was, yeah, definitely
what they think
my
it was.
Most creative, rewarding project ever. The whole project is very much built around the real world, and its aim is not to be an alternate reality. It's kind of just like a dramatized realization of these real places that existed, like all the shops in the mall existed at a point in time. The Giant existed, that was real. I mean, all of it was real. All of these characters, all of the legal entities that get mentioned in there and stuff, it's all real, and it's just kind of an ideation on that, and it kind of like manifests these, the thoughts you could have on these things in a more tangible, monstrous way.
The backrooms and perhaps stuff with the oldest view as well reflects your struggle with mental health.
I wouldn't say that. I would consider myself to be, I don't know if it's a luck-based thing, but I don't particularly struggle with mental health much. I have been experiencing, I'm not diagnosed on this, but like sort of chronic stress. I think that's for sure something that I do have going on. But for sure, all of these projects come from the exploration of just existential thinking that like sort of like, you know, bores holes in me pretty, pretty intensely. I mean, I mentioned with Anthony, like, got a big fear of death and not like a tangible thing, not like I'm afraid a bus is going to hit me when I go outside, but just more of like these things like not existing forever and not having awareness of
you're scared of the unknown.
Well, yeah, it's the unknown aspect. But yeah, like, you know, that's just an example of like they dictate my life in the sense that they produce such great emotion that I want to try to just explore those feelings in a more literal way.
Yeah.
It consumes all my time. I think about these things for hours and hours and hours a day. It really is my whole world between research, the technical process of making these things, and then just brainstorming and thinking, like spend hours just thinking, pacing and thinking. Yeah, I really don't have many complaints. I think I like being part of the machine.
Okay. All right. I think that goes into our next assumption pretty well. You could upload more or have more of a break, but you refuse to work with a team.
I don't refuse to work with a team. I have just not been, I have not assembled a team yet.
Okay.
I have not done that. And it's one of those things where these projects are all coming from such a personal place that creative.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Hopefully it's hard to part with that.
Yeah.
And getting a team wouldn't be that. If I were to have a team, I would ideally be seeking out more technical roles.
Sure. Someone to help you build out an entire mall.
Which I did.
Dallas,
thank you, Corrupt, for that. Big shout out to Corrupt, a user who, on the Discord server that I'm not too active on, but my fans have a server and there are a lot of talented artists on there who are sort of doing things in a similar way as to how I do them. And that's led to me sort of crossing paths with a few of them on some projects. And it's really neat. What you can do with technology now is, it's not easy, but it's easier than it's ever been. If you have any interest, I really can't stress it off. Try Blender. There's a lot of student licenses out there if you are a student. That's been a big help.
That's great advice. Your YouTube uploads are now limited due to studio contracts.
No, that is not correct. That was the thinking for a little while because I didn't post backrooms really at all for
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Since the film deal got announced in February 2023, there were no more Backrooms uploads until just quite recently. But while there was some like negotiation stuff that had to take place, just with like changing, tweaking a few things with the contract, there was never any opposition to it. It's mostly just like legal minutiae we had to square out. And now it's just fine. They're not interested in standing in the way of that because it's all, all the producers are, they just like seeing the YouTube series still exist. And if I want to do more with it, that's cool. And it's mostly just been like a personal choice to not post too much Backrooms. And as for the other stuff, that's, everything else is kind of just still within my control.
You're sick of people focusing on your age.
At this point, it's great because I'm getting old enough now. I'm 19 now, not 16. Despite the last thumbnail saying viral at 16, I have not lived that down. That is still very much a joke in my community of like, wow, I can't believe Kane created this at only 3 years old and all that. I mean, I don't think about it too much. I mean, it doesn't impact my experience. I work full time. I don't think about my place in time in that regard too much. Like, I mean, I got things that you typically attribute to someone who's been working for longer earlier. But I'm not under some like impression that that's specifically strictly due to hard work. I'm sure there's a good amount of luck in that. I mean, just algorithmic, just the way that first video took off is, I mean, I don't know how that happened.
I mean, I guess that's the nature of YouTube. Nobody really knows how anything takes off. The Async, the fictional group that studies the Backrooms, is based on real government organizations.
Well, yes, I do a lot of research into that. One thing I found is that there's like a strong, there's always been, and this makes sense why people would group it with this, but it's always been grouped with like the SCP Foundation and
right.
Sort of, you know, the idea of this sort of militarized research group that has like a giant, big, evil building and like basements with all these anomalies in it and all these things. But that's never really been the idea with Async. I've always thought of it more as like, rather than that, it's kind of framed more like a dentist office, like in terms of atmosphere that comes into contact with the Backrooms, and it's kind of, we're seeing their process in of sort of upscaling and merging with an actual government agency and seeing how they're changing their protocols, who's coming in, who's leaving, how things are evolving as they sort of dissolve into the Department of Energy over a period of time, and some other people who may show up. But that's one of the things that I am, that's kind of one of the main things I'm excited about with this project, which hasn't shown up too much in the series yet, but
okay.
That's one of the main focuses.
The Backrooms is influenced by found footage horror films.
Yes, it is subconsciously. I watched Blair Witch when I was like 10 once. Consciously, no, I'm not drawing from too much. I'm sure on YouTube, I mean, there's so much stuff that I watch a lot of. It's not fictional, but I watch a lot of body cam footage. I'm generalizing with the term body cam, sort of referring to like urban exploration as well. Just any sort of experience where you have a camera on a person. I think it's kind of instilled like a subconscious like rhythm for how these things feel. And it's just, I don't know, I try to emulate that, try to just fake reality rather than try to think about it as a fictional thing. The best version of what I do, I like to think of actually trying to fool people into thinking this is real.
Yeah, it sounds like you're not basing this stuff off of fictional films, you're basing it off of real life footage that you're seeing.
Yeah, that's the main thing that inspires me. Which I should say, crowning achievement is with The Oldest View, part 2, where he finds a hole, the character Wyatt finds a hole in the woods with a staircase that goes down. And then there's the mall is at the bottom of that after like a mile of walking. An edited version of that got circulated on, it was Instagram, and then I also got sent stuff on Facebook. People genuinely thought it was real footage, and they thought these were like Joe Biden's human trafficking tunnels.
Yeah.
Under a mountain that leads to a mall.
I was gonna say, it was a matter of time till boomers found your stuff and were like, well, there it is, man. It's real.
Yep. Yeah. Like, this is so concerning.
That's terrifying for them that they think that's real footage.
The fog is coming.
Unfortunately, it's the stuff looks too good.
It's gonna get better.
The world they're living in is terrifying.
It is. You have to kind of be trained to interact with this technology.
Yeah.
In a socially cohesive way.
I mean, literally. When you were born, like where the internet was at was so different from me. I mean, it occurred to me, you are the same age as Smosh itself, which is a crazy thought.
And YouTube.
And YouTube. I mean, you were not alive before it. I mean, that's a shocking thought. It's fascinating. I mean, it's really interesting. But I mean, in our conversations before this, you talk about, I feel like how you individually engage with media is different even from amongst your peers who are your age.
I think so. I mean, I'm not on most social media. I don't spend too much time. I'll use YouTube. I am on Instagram. And sometimes I do definitely get a healthy dose of brain rot. I mean, that's the term. That term is very like...
Everyone should get a little bit.
Yeah, but that term, like if you're watching this a year from now, that term is going to feel probably fairly dated, I would think.
Things move so fast.
Though I have noticed, like, it's been interesting. I feel like some of these things aren't dying. Like, it took a while for memes to die, like, in the 2010s. Then it sped up a ton. From 2019 to 2022, mm-hmm. got very fast. I feel like I've been hearing about Skibidi Toilet for, like, over a year now, and that doesn't usually happen. Like, saying what the Sigma has become a thing that, like, I know people, myself included, unfortunately, once or twice, upon stubbing your toe or something, actually say that. So it's
crazy.
It's really bad. But like it's not expired yet in the way that I was kind of seeing everything else. Like everything kind of had a lifespan of 1 week for a while, but these things are going for years now.
Once the Backroom film releases, fan projects will be taken down by the studios and you won't be able to make YouTube videos anymore.
That is a very improbable scenario. There's not really any interest in that being an outcome. I certainly would hate to see that happen. I think it's an unfounded concern for the most part. Maybe not unfounded completely. I think it's good that people are worrying about that, absolutely, because it is an unconventional scenario that we're in here where we have a major motion picture adaptation of something that is, it started as an open source sort of public domain idea. So I think there has been no interest in going after people from anyone I've spoken to. I mean, that just seems like a bad idea. Like, we don't want to make people angry at us for no good reason.
Sure. Seems like it spreads its popularity.
I mean, they're letting me make stuff now after the film. There's not really any reason why I couldn't continue that.
It's hard to explain the full Backrooms universe to the studios, which also has me thinking, have you explained your entire Backrooms lore to anyone?
Okay, so it is very difficult to do that. I mean, you can give concise versions for sure, but I mean, the studio is not one person. The studio is a bunch of people, and it's mostly the production companies that I've interfaced with so far. The person who would be most concerned with that would be like any writer we're working with. So it's like, it's a big deal to me, but this person has other projects they're working on, and it's not... not as relevant to them. And so it's good to, I find it's healthy to try to keep myself in line and only target what's going to be specifically needed for like this film.
But have you had to explain what no clipping is?
Oh yeah. That's like the most basic level of things that would be in the initial pitch to A24 and everything. Like the basic, like, what is the Backrooms? How does it work? Why is it scary? Like all the normal pitch stuff you would have to deliver to a studio. I mean, anything that I think like you could find on the Wikipedia article for it is stuff that like they would know.
You will compose the music in the Backrooms film.
I would like to. Well, I would like to, but I'm on the fence about that because there's maybe a few artists that I would consider wanting to see if we could bring in for that, but I do all the music for the YouTube series. I love doing the music. I just do music for fun as well.
Interesting.
Not Cane Pixels on YouTube. That's my second channel. I usually do like a song a day. Typically, it's kind of like the one... You're asking if I relax ever?
Man!
That's like the one thing I do to relax. I'll spend like an hour.
So even your relaxation is creating... You're just always creating something, I feel like.
I like to be, yeah. Not always. But I like to be, yeah. Most of the time, I would say that's the case.
Interesting.
Yeah, I do music and I would very much like to do it for the film.
This is a good assumption. There are no toilets in the back rooms. Or at least no working ones.
No, there are. There are.
There are?
And there probably are working ones too, yeah.
Okay.
And that's not like me, yeah, not on the spot. Logically, it would make sense if there are.
Okay. One that I'm curious about is when I'm watching the backroom stuff, I'm like, is there food?
Yeah, there's probably food. It would probably be really hard to find.
Yeah.
And it might be rotted.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, I'm sure there's food. Okay. How do you define food? Like food for who?
For me.
For you?
For me.
Okay, but like what do you consider, like what's your spectrum of food?
Probably broader than most people. Like some potato chips or something. Okay, maybe a can of soup.
So like on the scale between soup and table, like how close to table are you able to get?
I've never thought about that.
Okay, well, if you had to pick a number between 1 and 10.
Probably like a 3.
Okay, well, yeah, well then you might be able to find food, but it's probably not. You'd probably die.
Okay.
Good water would be easier. Water would be easier.
Water would be easier.
Yeah, water would be easier.
Interesting. You really know. You know all the rules to this.
I don't go outside.
Okay.
I do. I actually really love hiking.
Say I were to noclip into your backrooms universe. Mm. Would my body be functioning the same way it's functioning right now?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. You would behave normally.
So I would eventually get hungry. I would eventually get thirsty.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, it's. I try to, with this interpretation, just be as, obviously it's a fictitious concept. There is a gray area where you have to just say it's pseudoscience, but like,
sure,
to the highest degree I can, I like to try to keep everything as grounded as possible. So
interesting.
Yeah, you would rot.
Okay. This is from, an assumption written in from one of our coworkers at Smosh. Aaron Dougal wrote, all the toilet paper in the back rooms is one
ply. What is it with toilets?
Look, man, we're Smosh. That's our humor, I guess.
I'm going to assume that the only toilet paper in the back rooms is one ply.
No.
Okay.
No, there's variety. 30 ply.
There's 30 ply?
Well, if you get lucky.
Wow. I need to go to the back rooms now. Animals?
What do you call an animal? What's that? What do you consider an animal?
These responses scare me more than the back rooms. This adds such a layer to it.
Wait, what's the difference between a table and a dog?
A dog, okay. Wow, never thought about that. A dog is a living organism that has aspects that are moving within it. And
where did this come
cells came from a tree that would, but it's dead. It's a dead tree.
Okay, is the dog alive?
Yes, the dog is
alive.
For
how long, when? Like what years?
Let's imagine a dog that was alive, that's currently alive.
On the table.
Standing on the
table. Okay, cool. What type of dog?
Let's make it a pug.
Okay, cool.
It's alive and it's walking around on top of the table.
Yeah, it could be there. Pug on a table.
It's alive, so it could hop off the table.
Yeah.
Could run around.
Well, it wouldn't live forever.
Well, no, but it's a...
But how did they get in there?
Did it no clip into there?
Well, yeah. Well, then it would run around and probably eventually stop running around.
I am terrified right now. This is, man.
Is you?
This is awesome. That to me added so much more unknown to this.
That's good to know. I'll lean into that.
Thank you so much for being here. On that terrifying note, I feel like that's a perfect place to end this off.
I agree. That was good.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for answering all these assumptions.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
This was really great. I mean, you're currently uploading stuff. I mean, by the time this comes out, will you have more uploads on your channel?
I'm working on another series right now that has not really been teased much, not been released. Who knows? I could cancel the whole thing, or I could get too busy with the backrooms film very soon, and I might not be able to post it till the movie's out, which could be a while. But in the case that doesn't happen, there probably will be something within the next couple weeks. So,
okay.
And that'll be a new series, a new thing I'm very interested and excited to share.
Fantastic.
So that'll be fun.
Awesome. well, thank you, Kane. And then I no clip out of here. And I'm just like, it's gone. So our next guests on Assumptions are going to be Sam and Colby. They're the top paranormal researchers on YouTube. Do you have any assumptions for them?
I assume they most likely will either edit sounds or aspects of the experience are deliberately manipulated to make a more engaging viewership experience.
I think that's a good assumption.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most obvious one.
I assume they drive a Subaru Outback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's a fair assumption. I've never met them personally, but a Sam and a Colby, they're driving a Subaru Outback.
Sam and Colby, their real names?
Maybe. Ooh, that's a good assumption.
Paul.
They're both named Paul. That's my assumption now. Yeah.
That's my assumption.
Well, what's the difference between a Paul and a Sam?
Which one's on the table?
Which one's on the table? That's the question. What years were Sam and Colby alive for? Yeah.
When did they die? What year?
What?
Yeah, when?
When will they? When will they turn into ghosts? What's the difference between a ghost and a human?
Are they haunting themselves?
Exactly, man.
We're all haunting ourselves.
I'm always saying that.
This is fun. This is good. I enjoy this.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.